There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Jose, do you have anything to say to me now that we're getting married?
Well, actually, now that you said it, I want to profess my undying love to you. And I know things haven't been perfect between the two of us. Mm-hmm. Sorry, this is just a figment of your imagination. What I'm really saying is,
yeah?
I love you, chicken.
And that's enough for me. That's the saddest part of this, y'all. It's not what he's giving. It's what she's accepting.
I don't think she's accepting it. There's going to be a moment. I think this whole idea of him wearing a t-shirt to the wedding, it bothered her. I think
it does. But when she cried in the cab, like, we've got to make this work, I went,
No. Here's why. She's too far in. She doesn't want to be proven wrong. That's what it is.
I think it's both. I think she, really feels like shit about herself.
I agree with you there. I think though we are experiencing her unraveling, and it's not really because of him. It is because now that she's met him and spent time with him, she's going to have to justify this Mowgli. Mowgli at least knew the jungle, but
yes,
this boy to her friends and family. Yeah. So that's why she's sick to her stomach. So it is the personification of Job's. I may have made a terrible mistake.
Oh, this is 90 Day UK, everybody. Season 2, Episode 3. What the hell am I doing here?
What the hell am I doing? I have asked myself many times in the bathroom of Fiesta Cantina.
In Spanish my 20s. Sometimes too.
what the hell am I doing?
God, ooh. That makes me, as soon as you said it, I could smell it. And it makes me want chips and salsa.
Fiesta.
and wanting to leave at the same time.
Their chips and salsa was always bad, though.
But you just sat there and ate it. Well, we would, while all the muscle queens looked at us.
I don't know. I usually got through one basket before I was up on the third floor smoking and making out with somebody.
Yeah. You told yourself you could eat those chips because you had that salad, that champagne.
Ooh, champagne for bakery.
It closed.
I miss their tuna sandwiches.
What just opened? Something just opened there, someone told me.
Who gives a shit? It'll be gone in 8 months.
It'll be gone. Y'all, real quick, She Pivots podcast with our beautiful, wonderful friend, Emily Sussman. Be sure to check that out. It drops wherever you can listen to podcasts. She Pivots, because this is their first episode of He Pivots. So
he
it's
a Pivots episode, or Queen's Pivot.
It's episode with us, and we love her dearly. And it was a really, really, we had a really great time. So check that out. Anything else? We talked about Bicurious last episode. Be sure to vote for Bicurious. It should, by the time this episode airs, it should be.
It'll be up. This will go, well, when's it going to go up? Well, it's going to go
actually,
tomorrow.
Maybe this might go up before. Yeah, actually. This
just
night,
look for it.
Just look for it. You'll get it. You know what? You'll get an email.
You have to be on RG Plus, though.
I don't know if you get an email if you're on Supercast.
Well, yeah, you do. You do. You get an email.
You'll get an email. So there you go. I think that's about it. We can jump right into this just.
Woo. Jose, I need to know if you slept with prostitutes.
It's good.
Very good.
Very good. Muy good.
Well, yeah, and then in her head, he says, well, you see, darling, it actually is that there were quite a few groupies there. And they were all, ladies in this country really enjoy us making music in her head. But what he actually said was, people, you deserve respect, chicken, no woman.
No woman. Love you very much. And then look, cut to Louise says, like it's new to her. It's so frustrating not understanding his words. You think?
This is the thing. And I think she
there's
expects
literally a biblical story about this that
the Tower
lets
of
us
Babel.
Know. It's, yeah, I think most people know. Or they saw that movie with Brad Pitt. Regardless, you know. It's going to be frustrating being with someone who doesn't speak the own language. I just don't.
Brad Pitt was in a movie about the Tower of Babel?
The movie's called Babel. I just assumed it was about the Tower of Babel.
No! Babel is no!
It's not?
No! It has nothing to do with Babel. No.
Are you sure? Did you see that movie?
Yes, I saw it. It was an art film.
Here, it was?
I want to tell you what Babel is about. Jesus, it's not about the Tower of Babel.
Well, then they need to make a movie about the Tower of Babel with Brad Pitt. I think everybody would watch it because that beauty knows every language. God, he still looks good. I just saw him at Wimbledon and I got a chubby.
It's the idea their accident connects. I've seen it. Connects four groups of people on three different continents. So there's a lot of languages going on. It's a metaphor, sweetie.
Well, I think that's misleading. They should have called it Unexplained Accident or something like that.
I haven't seen that movie in so long. I enjoyed it when I saw it, but I completely forgot I saw it.
Isn't Kate Blanchett in it too?
Yes, she is. Anyway.
You'll see anything with Miss Blanchett?
All of it. So he basically says we find out that the woman was not a prostitute. She was a friend of a band member and nothing happened.
So a groupie.
Yeah. And then what I don't get, she says this to him. You understand that because I just met you for 10 days, I don't know if I believe you. So what's the other option? That's what I would ask.
Yeah. Also, he doesn't understand you. So there's that
no.
too. But and yeah, like what's the other option? You're here.
The only person you can be mad at is yourself. For either not learning Spanish or
you know what?
Not
I realized
the
why
translator
she,
app.
I know why she triggers you. Not to interrupt you, but I figured it out. I can't remember her name, but she reminds you of the woman from UK that had the boyfriend for that Japan that drove you fucking crazy.
Oh, Victoria? No.
Because that's what Victoria did. Victoria said.
It's a similar thing of blaming.
Unrealistic circumstances. And then when they meet the person, they suddenly go, why are these situations unrealistic?
And then it's all, make sense. And then it's all victimhood. Yeah, it's all, and I hate it.
She drove you fucking crazy.
This woman to me is a different degree of that, though.
She's not as passive aggressive.
No, this woman is more about getting sympathy from the audience, and telling her story. She definitely sees herself as this hero who is persevering against all odds to take her, as I said on the last podcast, it's like the movie Big, but not with a 12-year-old boy. It's a 6-year-old boy.
And unlike
Grande.
Yes. Yes.
The movie Big. Grande.
Wow. Wow. So anyway, he basically says, I'll always respect you. And she said, then Louise says, I believe what he's saying, even though none of us understand it.
And that, I think.
I literally didn't understand what he said. So that's when she said, I'm not even talking about emotionally. The words didn't make sense to me. So I thought, what did you understand?
I think she is in a fog that she cannot be wrong on this. Because if this doesn't work out, it means that that she's an absolute fool. And I don't think she can handle that. I don't think she can be a fool.
Well.
And it's her worst fear. That's why she wasn't talking to the rest of her family. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
She talked to her mom and all of her friends. And so I guarantee you what's going to happen if she continues to be with him. She's going to wind up alienating the rest of her family because they will all tell her the same thing. And she'll know it too. She'll start to feel it too. I think this is DOA. I really do. I think this.
I almost think she hates herself. So, see, I kind of think she hates herself. She might go through with it.
But no, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying later on, she's going to start to punish this guy.
I think he's going to come to the UK and she's going to hate it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then she starts saying things like, it would be really nice to have a proper conversation with my husband and even a proper conversation with his grandmother. Well, this all could have been solved with an app on your phone called Duolingo or Babbel, already previously mentioned. Rosetta Stone, any of them. She's a decently intelligent person.
I don't know about that. Define decent.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying.
I'm yes anding it.
For credit. I think you're trying to say that she's dumb. And I think it's deeper than that. Anyway. So she basically keeps saying, you know, it'd be nice to talk to them and not a language. And because he can't translate, because he can't speak English.
He can't even, he's a translator whenever she goes to meet his grandmother, that's like his mom.
Why can't we use the translator app?
I don't know. I don't understand. Because he's the one translating when she talks to his grandmother and he can't translate anything. And they're just sitting there and she says again, I wish I understood more Spanish and I wish he spoke more English. And I went, well, how much Spanish have you tried to learn? Because you don't see her making an attempt for type of Spanish.
That's what I'm saying. It is all she's thinking. Well, look how much I'm put upon. Everything is her being put upon. And I think that's part of the fantasy. Is finding a lost cause.
Mom's happy with it. She's like, sure, fine.
Yeah.
Make each other happy. Y'all, this woman doesn't care. She kind of just like, look at my son. I'll take whatever he brings in. Look at him.
It's kind of like, remember the early episodes of Luke on Modern Family when he would get his head stuck in a bucket?
Yes.
That's what I think Jose would do.
Sometimes, yes. I do think he's good in bed. I ramp that up. I think that he knows how to.
I don't know.
Because the way he kisses her, I'm like, oh, that looks pretty. That looks like that's got him. You know when they kiss you and you know there's meaning behind it?
You've fucked a lot of dumb guys.
I have. Yeah, so have you. Yeah. You know why? Because like, dumb guys can fuck.
I agree with that sometimes.
You've been on record saying that.
They only know how to fuck one way, though.
But sometimes that one way is all you need, at least once a week.
Oh, true. So later on, they're laying in bed, and it's wedding day, and we're on episode 3. And
again, who knew? This would not even be the season of actual 90 Day Fiancé, probably.
His hair in the morning, y'all, I died. It's just like, it's whopper jawed the fuck out.
It's whopper jawed. It
I
is
love it.
Cattywampus, whatever you want to call it. It's whopper jaw. That's
on,
what it is.
He's now, are we to understand, are we to believe
what
that she has let him completely handle this wedding?
I don't believe that.
Well, maybe she's tried to ask questions. He's like, very good. It's good,
it's
chicken.
Good, chicken.
And so they're going on, and she's like, "Jose, I'm for the wedding, and of course Jose's in a t-shirt because of course he is." But she says it in a way that is slightly derogatory. But I love him. That's why.
But I love him, and I'm going to marry him. I hope it's the real deal.
Yeah, regardless of who wants me to or not, it really does feel like this is sticking it to everyone she knows back home. I don't feel that this woman in her heart loves this woman for the right reason. That's this man for the right reasons.
Again, she doesn't love herself for the right reason. You know, so it's the thing where she said, you know, we're getting married at this venue. It's not very romantic.
Venue. It's a courthouse, you bitch.
It's a courthouse. We're getting married here. We're sitting down at a folding table.
People are paying bills here.
It does look like
how
that.
Dense can you be?
And then she said, I'm just waiting for romantic words.
I love you, chicken.
That edit, when they played him saying that after she said, I clapped.
I screamed on the plane and a woman next to me was scared.
She already was. She already was when you kept fanning yourself, talking about how hot it was. She worried that you were going to be on that person on the plane that stood up and stopped her from taking off.
I did not do that.
Yeah.
Did you
move your shirt and look around exasperated and go,
I only said it when I walked on. And I may have said, is the air even on?
It's not a plane ride with Poodle if he doesn't complain about it being hot, y'all.
I may have said, is the air even
now,
on?
Now, did you say that to yourself or did you take your head, throw it back, and twirl it around and call that into the ether as if someone
what
would
do you
hear
think?
You? Yeah.
What do you think?
That's what Poodle does, y'all. He just walks in the room and goes, I guess the air's not on today.
Yeah. Just pause. What I was thankful for is that some government employee came over and said what is actually happening in English. I think that's a requirement.
Probably, yes. They have to understand the vows. Again, you know that from several failed marriage attempts.
Yeah, God, it is a very inconvenient thing. I tried a wedding ceremony in Esperanto and it didn't fly. I didn't even speak it, but I knew what was being said. He did not accept that I just said it's just a language of love.
No, he heard alimony and knew what that meant, even in English.
He did hear the phrase power of attorney.
Yes.
Which doesn't translate well.
Not well. You know what doesn't? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said, and through sickness and death was not there. not present there. In the past.
No, wasn't there. Got it. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Put that one in.
The whole point. Yeah.
All right. I'm from Lone Grove, Oklahoma. Poodle's from Pickens, South Carolina.
There was a huge Trump rally about 2 weeks ago. I've gotten a lot of DMs about it.
Yay, insurrectionists, un-American.
Yay!
Poodle, I've been to a Lone Grove Baptist Church wedding that is being precipitated because the bride is a little pregnant, and then sauntered off to a reception hall for what I would say sad, sad wedding receptions. Like, how many sad wedding receptions have you been to?
Lots. In a Baptist church fellowship hall with no alcohol.
Oh, yes.
I went to one where there were no forks for the cake.
Someone who was there. The cake?
People just ate it with their mouths. Someone asked, "Is this a Baptist thing?" And I'm like, "I'm not aware."
They can't have forks.
I think it was an oversight.
Even though they had plastic cups,
I ate three pieces.
So that said, are any of the ones that you've been to sadder than this one?
These couches look quite distressed.
They look like they were in a fraternity
house. And not in
house.
A trendy way.
No.
I will say, this is very Jose. And what I want for Jose is for the woman who loves Jose to love the way he does things. And I don't think she, even though she said it was very him and she was okay with it, I don't think she was. I think she's going to throw that back at him later.
I would want to have just my first dance on somebody's basement living room.
Me either. But
the lighting was terrible.
But you hear her? Did you hear say? And of course, we danced to one of his songs. And in a way, it was supposed to sound like it was nice, but it really wasn't.
And it wasn't nice.
I don't like this woman.
Yeah, no shit. We got that.
But it's not the way I reserve hate for people like fucking miserable bitch Danielle, but I don't like how she treats this guy.
I couldn't really see that because I was just seeing them dance to his song and the whole family kind of smiled because they had to, but it felt like they were just watching them setting up an Eiffel Tower and one of them had to join. They all looked sad and just thinking, why am I here?
Later on, she calls Jesse her son. He does not answer or the phone doesn't go through because she doesn't pay her bill. I don't know.
Either one.
Who knows?
Either one.
And then on the way home, she's crying.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and
the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Not because she got married, but because she's worried about what's next and telling her, because I think it's hitting her that the romance of this, of basically giving the middle finger to her family and all her friends and thinking about proving them wrong, it's become real. And it didn't have the same euphoria that she thought it would.
Yeah.
And he, on the other hand, is crying because he just married the love of his life.
He was crying pretty tears.
I know.
Kind of made me more into him.
That's when I went, you're shitty to him. I wouldn't be with a person like that. But I think that guy has someone out there for him. You're not it. Do I believe that he has pure intentions? Yes. I think she's going to wind up being the...
You think he really loves her? How?
I'm going to say this. I think that's love for him.
I think he might love the idea of her. I don't think they know one another.
That's true. But it's very real to him.
But if there's an authenticness, I get that.
He's uncomplicated.
He's too dumb to be a con.
And to me, she's using him. She's using him as something for herself, and it's not real. She's either deluded about it.
No, hurt people hurt people. That's it. She's because when she's crying, and then just not only is it about what her family would think, but I also got this feeling like when she kept talking about they can't be apart, and she was so weepy mm-hmm. about it, and I went, this isn't, not only is this about what other people think of you, but it's about the feelings that you feel about yourself, that you're a failure, you're a loser.
And, And it's unfair for him to fill that void, that to be there and not to be able to get anything back.
Fill that void is what they called me in college.
Don't look down, folks. It's real deep down there.
Hello. Let's talk about Michael and Mercy,
which I wrote down for the first time. This sounds like the name of a Christian rock band.
It does.
Have you heard the newest single from Michael and Mercy?
Mercy.
His grace redeems us all.
It's spelled Mercy, but it's pronounced Marcy.
I can see it now. Michael cross Mercy. And. This is what I think of when I've had lack of sleep.
I will say this. Mercy looks like I don't know who beat that mug in her talking head.
She's a different person.
She looks gorgeous, but it is a completely different person.
She's got new hair and her face is beat.
I mean, beat to the God, y'all.
She's a pretty girl.
I think she's actually beautiful.
She covers it up with, you can't really see herself well in her talking heads. And, so Mercy's meeting Carol.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mercy's going to return her gloves and have a torrid lesbian affair.
Torrid lesbian affair.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm-mm.
No, the movie Carol.
Never heard of it.
It's fantastic. How dare you?
Well,
Carol is wonderful.
How many men do you know that have watched Carol and raved about it?
Lots of them when the movie came out. It was a critical darling.
When did the movie come out?
It was in the aughts. No, but that was the year Gwyneth Paltrow won for Shakespeare in Love.
Oh, that. And who was starring Carol?
Do I need to say it?
Kate Blanchett.
Yes.
Which is that the genesis of why you hate Gwyneth Paltrow so much?
No, it goes way back. Goes way back.
I just bought some stuff from Goop. It's cute.
Shut up. I don't want you to ever give her any more money again. You did not buy anything from that. You couldn't afford it.
I did not. It's too expensive. I can't afford. No, I did not. All right. Okay. So she's talking to her friend, and her friend's basically like, look, I don't trust this guy. And then her friend just kind of casually drops, are you worried he's going to stand you up again?
And that's when I went picking powder. That's when I went, oh, the plot thickens.
He's
been the one.
Because he keeps chickening out.
Yeah.
Or
chickening. Love you, chickening out.
I don't need to hear that again today.
Michael, it's on my head. It's in
my I know. It's bad.
Like, I was trying to go to bed last night.
I know.
And in my head was, I love you, chicken.
Oh, God, it's going to be terrible.
So Michael, later on, he's packing. He's having second thoughts. He's like, she's upping the dowry and calls his friend again, James number 3, and says, it seems very dubious to me. I don't know. Later on, Mercy is waiting at the airport for Michael and the family, and she's still waiting. She's basically saying, this is going to be a huge embarrassment to my family, my village, everybody, because we're supposed to get married in a couple of days.
I feel was this a little bit of fraudacity to you?
I think it had
it
to be.
It felt that way to me, a buildup.
Anyway, finally they're there. And what takes an hour?
And
unless they got caught up in customs.
An international flight, an hour's not that long to get out of.
You're right. You're right.
So that's why I felt fraudacity.
Anyway, and
show
then
them Kennedy's says, there. Well-spoken Kennedy. I'm so excited.
I love that child. And so then they say, he says, I know Marcy loves me and I know I'm not being swindled. And later on, she has two kids. The older one, Mop Top, that's what I'm going to call him, and Dad and his father. And later on, Mercy's going to see her parents,
And y'all, this is a replica of every American parent who's basically like, so why do you need to go to the UK? Can't you find a man in Kenya?
Do you really need a white guy with a bunch of tattoos? Really?
I loved her mother, Kenyan Angela Bassett.
Her face was so expressive. It was so just that. The way that Angela Bassett can just look tense and taut, and you can tell that there's explosions going on in her brain.
That's what I was waiting for.
I love her.
Her face was giving so much realness.
Yes.
And showing this. And she basically said, they're like, and he's got tattoos, right? What do they mean?
What do they mean?
You know, sometimes you get your kids to. I don't know if his neck tattoo means anything for him.
I don't know. I don't mind. I think his tattoos look nice. I do think sometimes Michael sometimes looks cute and sometimes doesn't. It just depends on the angle.
I think a neck tattoo is a lot. I think a neck tattoo looks painful, and I wonder. I don't question any other tattoos.
Have you ever had sex with a guy with a neck tattoo?
No.
I have not either.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised for you.
And I'm not saying it's bad. I just think that's a commitment level that I don't know. It's a lot.
What's more important to dad is that said, oh, wait. Like he was saying, wait, the sky's red. He said, but wait a minute. How do you have a kid without getting married? And she's like, well, he never got married. Oh. It was his girlfriend. And both the parents like, kind of go,
I like how the parents are more prudish, like they're like from the town in Footloose. They're like,
Mayberry.
Oh, why would you dance?
Kenya Mayberry just like, what the fuck?
Anyway, it turns out she's the oldest child, so like a mother to her siblings, so they're really upset about her leaving. I think she wants to get the fuck out of there. I think she is tired of that life. She's tired of being the mom to her siblings. She wants a fucking crazy wild life.
And
good
she wants
her.
To divorce Michael after 2 years or however long. How long in the UK do you have to stay married? Well, it depends for different parts of UK. But
I'm going to say this now. It's flipped for me. I'm team Mercy on this. I want her to have a life.
I'm not team anyone because I don't dislike Michael. I don't like him or love him, but I don't...
A life with Michael would wind up being boring, and she would be a stepmother to his kids.
I guess Michael reminds me of like my dad, just somebody who's a hard worker, and he seems to like doing all this. So
yeah, how'd he do with women?
Not good. They took advantage of him constantly.
Exactly, but he wanted specifically a woman for a certain reason, and they weren't really willing to fit into the cookie cutter he wanted.
Well, I think when he would tell his wife, remember, he who has the gold he who makes the gold makes the rules, honey. Don't think that went over well.
That wouldn't fly for me either.
Can you imagine if someone said that to Mother Poodle?
Oh, she would say, you'll pay. Or
say that
or
to me again.
Or she'll say that to me again. Yeah. And you better not make sure I'm not holding a wet dish rag. My father would be terrified to say something like that to my mother.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, my mother would let loose, would breathe actual fire. She would call up her dragon ancestors. She'd be so angry.
She'd be furious. All right.
He's like, it's not like I would be a regular thing because... I'm not going to have a stag do. So we're going to go out with Mercy and her sister. And they're just having dinner, and it looks like it's going to be fine. And she's starting to be a little weird.
Again, I felt a little fraudacity about this. Like, so it kind of makes me wonder. It felt like a line a producer gave her to end the episode with. So I'm kind of wondering, is there any, do they actually really have problems at all? Because they seem to get along very well when they're together and they feel comfortable with one another. Where a lot of these couples, like even like Shane and Mert, like they haven't been around each other too much. So they're trying to figure it out.
Speaking of Shane and Mert, they're so cute.
He's cutting her hair and it's adorable.
He is cutting her hair and she's like, I didn't think it was possible to love you more. And he's like, I have a big surprise for you. And you got, y'all, she's sweating. She's like, she's painted into her clothes.
Oh.
she wants to, she's like, it's really hot here. It's she's like sausage through a keyhole.
She's so funny.
I've been in clothes where it's felt like sausage in a keyhole.
Yeah, I do, sadly. God, it just brought me back to middle school band. That uniform.
Your band uniform was constrictive?
Well, they only had what they had, and I had to wear it. You had to get the hand-me-down uniform. You couldn't get your own new uniform. They couldn't afford that.
I thought you had to. I guess it does make sense. I was never in band. So
it was fifth grade. I quit after that. But we had a uniform. That's one
because
reason.
Because of the uniform?
Kind of one reason. Well, that and I could only take two electives, so I took choir and speech. But I also quit band because he wanted me to play the xylophone. And that was already, I was gay enough. I couldn't play the xylophone. I wanted to play the quads. I was percussionist or the snare drum. But no. He let me play the xylophone. Because I took piano. That's why he wanted to do it. But it just felt so gay hitting that xylophone going the school song. Doon, 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 doon.
Choir didn't feel gay?
Not as gay as xylophone. Not as gay as...
That's interesting.
Because it also hurt me because I was on bass drum, which I enjoyed. It was easy. But he said I couldn't play that anymore because during earlier that year in the Christmas parade, I was looking at the twinkle lights while we were marching and I wasn't paying attention when we stopped and I ran into
bass drum can't stop.
I didn't stop marching. And I ran into Lori Alderman in front of me and she fell for it and dropped her French horn and then knocked over Thomas Jefferson.
Wait, the president?
No. Guy went to school with, I think he's gay now.
Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah. I just realized his name was Thomas.
Oh, come on.
I didn't even think about that. Very handsome black man. I think
Thomas
he's gay now.
Jefferson.
You know what? He is gay now because for some reason, people in my hometown, when they come out, they always send me a dick pic.
But I wonder why.
They're usually not in great circumstances, but it's like, I'm the gay minstrel, the MC of Gay Pride. So like, well, Matt will understand me. Let me send him my dick. Remember my friend who now is in prison for murder sent me a dick and it was big.
And he was hot.
He was hot.
God, you know what? I have a type when they're in prison, they send me something. I'm like, why am I attracted? Yikes.
Anyway, let's move on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I learned more though. So She's upset because he's typing on the phone in English and she can't let him see it. And
he's like, I have a surprise, baby. I have a surprise. Don't look at my phone.
And then later on, they're on boats and she keeps saying, I think it's so charming that they know each other. They know each other's kind of like language by now. And she's like, are we going on a boat? He's like, I don't know.
You know, I'm going to step back what I said. I said that they weren't uncomfortable. They are comfortable with one another. I disagree.
I think they are.
I disagree. Yeah.
I will say if someone I can watch on TV and if I'm you know me, I don't like surprises though.
Yeah,
so when someone's going to surprise me about something, I'm like, so are we this? And they're going, I don't know. I would just get annoyed. I would get quiet and be annoyed that I'm having to do this.
You would. I don't know if you would get quiet. I think, well, it depends on how annoyed. You would be quiet at first. And then if it went on for too long, you would start asking a lot of questions like your mother.
Yeah, that's probably true. So later on, y'all, there's balloons. And I hate balloons. This was sweet. I teared up at this. Mostly
it was very sweet.
I teared up at these two people who don't really have a place in either of the societies or cultures where they are. And they found each other. And it's really sweet. And that's why I'm grateful that shows like this exist. This is
looking
wonderful.
For a reason. The only friend of Bernie Dyer and a place in this world. Take it, Poodle.
Thank you for saying my place in this world. Stephen Curtis Chapman. Thank you. I was talking about LGBT rights and you sang contemporary Christian music. Anyway, thank you. So later on, they're looking. He's like, look up there, honey. And the little laser lights and it says, Shane, will you marry me? And I teared up and the woman
really
stared
sweet.
At me again while I was watching it. She even asked me at the end, she said, what were you watching? You were getting really emotional. I'm like, it's 90 Day Fiancé UK. And she's like, oh, my daughter watches that because she was in her 50s.
Huh?
And I said, oh, yeah, it's
you
very
mean
popular.
Our age, basically.
We're not mid-50s.
Oh, you said 50. Well, no, we're not mid-50s.
Anyway, she's like, my daughter watches that. And I'm like, yeah, if she's really into it, she might know who we are. She's like, I'll tell her. I'm like, no, you won't. You're going to forget this as soon as, yeah.
No, you won't.
Anyway, y'all, she says, will you marry me? She says, of course. He gets down on one knee after he tells
Very
her to
sweet.
Stand up. And then she says, I got a surprise. And then she gets down on one knee and I'm crying. And he's laughing really uncomfortable. Like, and I thought this was one of the sweetest proposals in 90 Day history.
It was when she
and
said, why would this
it.
Be conventional? Nothing's conventional about us. I love that.
I can tear up. There's something about Shane. In the way that Shane moves me, Shane is the anti-Louise. Louise does nothing for me.
We've talked enough about Louise.
I don't want to talk about her anymore. Oh, no. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's Rob from Scotland.
Rob from Scotland. A patriotic Scotsman.
And
finally, Ossel. An accent I can do.
And Ossel, 35, from Kazakhstan. Y'all, Ooh. We have the successor to Anfisa.
Yeah, we do.
The Boy. Ice Maiden cometh.
I mean, it's Anfisa with Lita vibes even.
Weirdly, yes, but there's nothing. But she makes sure to never be extremely aggressive. It's kind of a masterclass,
yeah,
in how to make someone feel bad about themselves without saying anything intentionally awful.
Yes. I think I say Lita vibes because I feel like Anfisa. The thing that what makes Anfisa likable is that. You don't
she
feel like
she had a sense of humor about herself.
She
too.
Had a sense of humor, and you felt like Anfisa didn't feel like she was better than everybody else. She probably did, but you didn't feel that way.
This woman
whereas
has
Lita,
no sense of humor.
Whereas Lita and Ossel, they both feel like there feels like there's an entitlement behind both of them.
This guy, y'all, lives in Glasgow. He's got his dog, Bella. And this is just your typical Scottish guy. And he's bachelor now. His daughter, Arwen.
His daughter is
named after.
Is gorgeous.
16. Definitely named after Lord of the Rings.
That's a beautiful name. Don't you know what lipstick too Arwen wore in Lord of the Rings? That, and everybody was like, what lipstick is, what's his name? Billy Dee Williams. Not Billy Dee Williams. What's his name's daughter? Steven Tyler. Liv Tyler. Thank you. The lipstick that she wore in Lord of the Rings was Black Honey by Clinique.
That took a really long time to get to. I could have told you it was Liv Tyler in Lord of the Rings.
Well.
Anyway, y'all, he met a Kazakhstani woman on an international dating site. And he's like,
calls her his ice maiden.
She could be classified as high maintenance. As she says, the quote is, "You're old, a little bit needy, you have no style, and it's always pissing me off."
I don't like it. And so much so where he says, "I love you" at the end of the call, and she says, "I like you."
Like you. I gotta say, I was shaking from laughter the entire segment. I think if this guy were a worse guy, like a George type, it would be easier to laugh. I feel like this guy is just normal.
He and seems like a good little, guy.
Yeah, it is a little hard to watch her just completely berate him and
because,
to make
yes.
him feel like shit.
Because Eric was horrible. And
yeah.
Jorge is, well, you know, just chewing gum with legs. So it wasn't bad.
Also basically says, "I like my country, but I've always wanted to live abroad." Y'all, this is the greatest hits of Olga Podolskaya's school for girls who want to marry a Chinese businessman.
It's true.
She's like, "I'm career oriented. I know what I want. I like to look good. I like nice things. Robert has no style. That Mickey Mouse t-shirt, I told him we would go shopping." Also, y'all, there's never a real smile that crosses her face because
no.
that would belie her true feelings. That is number one of the Olga Podolskaya rule book. Never show your true feelings.
No, and it was so, he's wearing the Mickey Mouse shirt with like a young child on his shoulders looking joyous. I went, what a beautiful picture of somebody just enjoying life.
And she says, "When I move to Scotland, he will change." And it looks like they've just passed their year anniversary and he's like, "I'm going to propose. If it's
I'm going to propose her. She's flying here to see me."
Wow. And so he brings her flowers because she's mentioned, "You've never brought me flowers, but it'd be really nice for you to bring me flowers." And she's chosen the clothes he will meet her in.
And they meet,
and she's like, "Oh, the flowers are, yeah, thank you, brother." She's like, "These flowers are ugly. I will need to tell him."
In the talking heads, yes. She's like, "I'll have to tell him these flowers are ugly." And they walk in his house, and she's like, "Oh, look, there's a dog. Stinking dog.
Stinky dog."
Y'all, that dog's suddenly going to either get lost, or that dog is old. Little Rufus, or whatever his name is, doesn't have long with this woman in the house.
Bella.
Oh, Bella.
So,
Bella,
anyway.
Bella better beware.
He has redone his house, basically. Done a reno. Since
the whole
last
bathroom
time
is
she was
brand
there.
New. Yeah.
Now, there is still a basketball in the bathroom.
There's a lot of clutter in this house. Like, he has some rooms where it looked like he just threw some stuff in, or she called it just calling his stuff garbage.
And she says, she's like, "I am not cleaning lady." And the best is when she says, "I need space for this." And at one point, she's just going on his clothes. She's like, "Yes, occasionally I just get rid of his clothes. I look," and she's like, "To me, things come into your life. More things come into your life when you get rid of things." I'm a big believer in that because when I get rid of a man, there's another one who comes into my life.
Several, usually.
She's like, we're going to get rid of these pajamas because this is a gift from his ex.
This is a gift from his ex. Bye. And then he's kind of watching her and he's like, yeah, you're doing this. And she looks at him and says, well, when I see you in them, my libido drops. And I went, well played.
That's rule four of the Olga Podolskaya rule book.
If he thinks he's going to get
laid. I won't
want
to have sex with you when I'm seeing you in that.
Ladies, if you need your husband to get rid of something, if you say, look, that ping pong table, Tom, just makes me not want to fuck you. If you got, but remember, if you say you're going to get rid of the ping pong table, so he's going to think you're going to get a little bit of ding dong. So you got to like, it's a compromise.
I also like it when she's like, you look like an outcast.
She does say that too.
Also, she says he likes to be bossed around, which I believe. That's part of the kink, I think, a little bit for him.
I knew you were going to start talking about freaky deaky shit.
I'm telling you, that's part of it for him. And I think that's what he either needs or he prefers in a relationship. It may get too much for him. We're going to get blowback from the daughter. Thank goodness.
She's going to hate Arwen.
Yeah. She'll go to a little place called boarding school.
I think she's already left the house. She lives in London.
That's all I've got. I'm very excited about seeing more of this woman. We've got, I believe, two more whole couples to meet as well.
Y'all, three episodes, at least we've heard, three episodes dropped, and then from now on, it's only going to be one episode a week. So we're not going to be raw dog with content. So now you've been primed, you've been lubed.
You've been lubed up, and you're ready for...
Yeah, ready for a shagging! All right, everyone, that is the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. You know the deal. Go if you're enjoying UK, because it's still a new show to a lot of people here in the States. Tweet about it, Facebook about it, story about it, tag us, let us know. And always, if you're on Reality Gay Plus, RG Plus, and Patreon Supercast, come at us with the comments. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all, Poodle, just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you, like us, have ever felt like a sausage in a keyhole, call us.